Imagine God breaking the arms of one of the most powerful empires on the earth, and he does this on purpose. In Ezekiel chapter 30, Egypt's pride is shattered so that every nation will know that he alone is Lord. What if God's shaking of our culture today is the same kind of mercy-filled warning? Don't wait for judgment to discover who Jesus Christ is. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you are having a fabulous day. Today is Old Testament Tuesday. It's one of my favorite days of the week because we dive into the Old Testament. We have been working through the book of Ezekiel. So if you enjoy Old Testament Tuesdays, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It is a great time to see our foundations that we are involved with in the Old Testament. All right, so we are in Ezekiel chapter 30. Today it is going to be quite a few verses. And so to remind you, Israel has been taken to Babylon, and we see that God is now punishing the nations that came against Israel. So we'll mostly be reading today, but have a little bit of commentary. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get the word of God out there. We want to change our hearts so that we change the public square. One of the things that God has been challenging me is like, let's lay a foundation for FPIW through monthly donors. So, you know, whether it's $10, $20, $30 a month, whatever it might be, whatever God lays on your heart to do, I want to encourage you to do it. So here we go. Ezekiel chapter 30, the word of the Lord came again to me saying, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, wail, alas, for the day is near. Even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds, a time of doom for the nations. A sword will come upon Egypt and anguish will be in Ethiopia. When the slain fall in Egypt, they take away her wealth and her foundations are torn down. All right, so the day of the Lord is near. And whether we're talking about the end times or we're talking about this day of the Lord for Egypt, because remember, Egypt, Israel went down to Egypt for their help. Egypt had a lot of pride in their heart. They were a mega power at the time. And we see that they were trying to get help and God didn't want help from Egypt. It says, Ethiopia put lewd all Arabia, Libya, and the people of the land that is in league will fall with them by the sword. So thus saith the Lord God, indeed those who support Egypt will fall, and the pride of her power will come down. Wow, look at that. For Migdol and Sin, they will fall within her by the sword, declares the Lord. They will be desolate in the midst of the desolated lands, and her cities will be in the midst of the devastated cities, and they will know that I am the Lord when I set a fire in Egypt and all her helpers are broken. Okay, so what is God's outcome for them to know that he is the Lord? God is still doing that today. He wants the United States of America to know that he is the Lord God. He wants Israel to know that he is the Lord God. All of the things that God is speaking to us today, this is the same message that we cannot rely upon ourselves, but we must rely on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to be our very present help in our time of need. On that day, messengers will go forth from me in ships and frighten secure Ethiopia, and anguish will be on them as on the day of Egypt, for behold, it comes. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also make the hordes of Egypt cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he and his people with him, the most ruthless of the nations, will be brought in to destroy the land, and they will draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. Moreover, I will make the Nile canals dry and sell the land into the hands of evil men, and I will make the land desolate and all that is in it. By the hand of strangers, I, the Lord, have spoken. All right, so these are some decrees against Egypt. And I know that maybe you're not as familiar with the Old Testament. You're like, man, was God just an angry God? No. Remember this. God foretelling what's going to happen, and he is He knew all these things that would happen. He had allowed Egypt to have an opportunity to be a blessing to Israel, yet they had destroyed that. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols and make the images cease from Memphis, and there will no longer be a prince in the land of Egypt, and I will put fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros desolate, set a fire in Zoan, and execute judgments on Thebes. I will pour out my wrath on Sin, the stronghold of Egypt. I will cut off the hordes of Thebes. I will set a fire in Egypt. Sin will writhe in anguish. Thebes will be breached, and Memphis will have distress daily. Wow. The young men of On and of Pebethes will fall by the sword, and the women will go into captivity. In Tephaphathus, the days will be dark. When I break there the yoke bars of Egypt, then the pride of her power will cease in her. A cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgment on Egypt, and they will know that I am the Lord. All right, so I fully recognize I probably butchered half those names, but you get the point. God's judgment is coming so that they may know that he is the Lord their God. Isn't that amazing? The question is, are we going to know that before God's judgment comes upon us? In other words, are you going to wait for God's judgment to convince you that he is the Lord your God? Or by faith through grace, are you going to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? Today is the day of salvation. In the 11th year, in the first month of the seventh of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and behold, it has not been bound up for healing or wrapped with a bandage, that it may be strong to hold the sword. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, both the strong and the broken, and I will make the sword fall from his hands. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the lands, for I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand, and I will break the arms of Pharaoh so that he will groan before him with the groanings of a wounded man. Thus I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh will fall. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. When I scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the lands, then they will know that I am the Lord. All right, so what is the repeated theme in this book? Then they may know that I am the Lord. Then they may know that I am the Lord. Then they may know that I am the Lord. So why am I telling you this? Because I think sometimes when we read these Old Testament prophets, we see the judgment of God. The judgment of God is to draw people near to him so that they may know that he is the Lord. Like in this last part, he's going to break the arms of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Think about that for a moment. He's going to break the arms of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Wow. We don't think about God breaking our arms, but he's a holy God and he requires holiness from all people. You say he's unjust. They didn't know he's unjust. Nope. He's a just God. God had revealed himself. This is where, if you know the character of God, you understand that God reveals himself in such a way that none of these things are considered unjust. They had their opportunity for repentance, and God said, enough. Enough is enough. So here we have Pharaoh. Next week, we'll look at Pharaoh warned of Assyria's fate. That's going to be an interesting chapter. So we're just working through the book of Ezekiel on Tuesdays. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that we will learn from these scriptures that you are a holy God, that you forewarn us that we need to repent. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness of all of our sins as a state, in the state of Washington, as a nation in the United States. And God, we just know that we have dishonored you. We have taken your word and we have polluted it and said it doesn't apply to us. God, go before us in all things. God, surround us in all things. Let there be newness of life in us today. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace that are new every morning. We lay our lives at your feet. Lord, we proclaim, we know that you are the Lord our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.